got a fanny pack name out there.
Uh-huh. Wait. So they lead the public into a more adventurous rhythm. I got an adventurous rhythm for you right now. You are now tuned into Ya Heard Radio, where life moves from the verb of your words. That's right. That's the actions of your words. It is I, your host, soon coming, Amadi. And I'm on air back with that sound.
You know what it is. It's your boy J Bell.
That chime.
We're back here again with the next episode.
Another one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So to paint a picture, we got the fire going outside, preventing mosquitoes from infiltrating.
Yes.
We spoke the other episode like a while back about, you know, letting the bugs live. You feel me?
Right.
But there's just some that can't fit that criteria, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
A mosquito, I don't just annihilate them with slippers or anything in hand. I mean, I'm bold enough to do it with raw hand, you know, like just squeeze them in the finger, clap right. them, you know, hit the clap on them.
Right.
But
no, I'm all about the bugs. I just caught a frog like an hour ago.
I haven't done that since kindergarten. Something changed.
We'll get into that. I caught a frog like an hour ago, picked it up, put it in the house. The dog came, got all excited. I saved the frog.
Yeah.
I put it in the front yard in the garden. Hopefully it's gonna get like the flies and stuff and all that. So, but my lady was kind of tripping out and scared, but
yeah. I mean, like, frogs aren't for everyone,
right?
And like, even at that, what would have happened if one of you had catched a frog? Whose life would have changed? Do you feel me?
Right. So would you catch a frog? Well, what changed?
Oh, I mean, my hands got rougher.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't be safe for the frog.
Right.
Yeah, they're so gelatin and stuff. But also, I don't know, it's just, I mean,
is that bad? I shouldn't catch frogs?
No, I mean, the myth of warts and whatnot, you know, like you'd get a wart from it, or just keep an eye out in the next 48 hours. See.
I did wash my hands after I captured it.
Okay.
Twice, with two kinds of soap.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
Got the Dawn just in case for backup.
You just wanted to get a fountain and like have it just chill poolside in your front yard, huh?
Right, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, get a frog little fountain now, huh? You're going to look out for them now that you found one. You're like, let me get the condo set up for y'all.
Right, yeah. I planted flowers out there too, so
yeah.
I put them in a little planting bed, so I'm trying to bring that more.
Yeah, what'd you plant?
A whole bunch of flowers, just a mix.
Okay, mix it up.
You know, you buy the seed. You know, you can go buy flowers for $10 at the store.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can put the time in, spend $2 to get the seeds, and get like twice as many flowers.
Mm-hmm. So do you speak plant?
For those of you wondering what speaking plant is, well, it's quite simple. What I'm saying is, do you study the art of how the leaves droop, or the discoloration of leaves, or if it's infected or not, or if it has enough water, all by, the droop, or the springiness, the youthfulness, the new growth of leaf. So by speaking plant, you're really just speaking details. Now I implore you to translate that language into your familia.
I do not. I put it outside and call it good.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, I guess with the wild plants, you don't, it can be a more chopped up language, you know, it doesn't have to be so fluent.
Right.
But I see you got house plants now.
Yeah.
So you're about to get in the game, you know, when the leaves droop, or if you're like, it's not in direct sun, it needs to be more closer to the window, you know, you start to learn.
Yeah.
What makes, and then you start to see which way, it, like what you're saying, when you look at your trees.
Mm-hmm.
Same language, but you see a lot more quicker. Or if you don't, it's too late.
I'm a huge proponent of fake plants in the house.
Yeah, the fake plant. I mean,
oh, they're great.
They
make the lady happy.
And it's green.
It's green. It never dies. Look, it's reusable, reducible, recyclable.
Yeah, and people, I mean, it's almost like when I see the fake plant, and one, I can't tell it's fake, right? My head already. our brains are so powerful, you know, it's already making the scent for me, you know. Mm-hmm. You might have the extra value, you have the little hidden little blossom sensors, smells, Mr. Tss, that comes out in the cut here and there just for, you know, for effect, you know, special effects, but you don't even have to. The brain already allows for me to smell that plant that's not there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But when you get when you start speaking plant, like you were saying,
mm-hmm.
you get the plants that don't need a lot of sunshine to mm-hmm. put in the house. So like cactuses, succulents,
mm-hmm.
You know, old school ones.
I'm not going to lie. My succulents are dry. Like, I really? Don't want to overwater them. I've killed them by overwatering. They always say you can't kill them, but by golly, I'd be overwatering them and whatnot, I think, sometimes. Allegedly. I'm not, you know, I plead the fifth if there was plant court or anything like that. Allegedly, I drowned my succulents. No, but how you been? You been traveling, you know,
mm-hmm.
going
mm-hmm.
around, like, what's that?
I just got back from Jacksonville, Oregon, last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. Yeah, last weekend. It's a small town. It's on the southern part of Oregon. A lot of wineries. It's in a valley.
Wineries.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Got the wineries out there. Wine country. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's different from Austin, Texas in general, where it's really flat. I mean, we still get trees here in Austin,
mm-hmm.
but you go to Oregon or the Pacific Northwest, and it's a different kind of green. There's multiple greens. Like, no tree looks the same. They're all different. They're kind of similar, but they're all different. There's a whole bunch of them, and you keep it like that, and it's green. Mm-hmm. And plus, you're going to wineries, so then there's just more, I guess, vineyards, mm-hmm. what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
So, went wine tasting. Very, very, it's different.
It's different, okay.
It's good.
All right, so speaking of different, recently I was in Los Algodones. It's in Mexico, but Baja California. It's like right when you're on the border of Mexico, and then a part of it just has to be represented by Cali.
Right.
So.
I gotta get something to point to that. It's weird how the cities that are really close to another state or the borderline
mm-hmm.
are just something different about them. Like
different.
Medford is really close to the border of California.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a little different down there. You get a lot of Californians and mm-hmm. all this kind of stuff. So go ahead, my bad.
Yeah, no, like as interesting you said, the cultures intertwine right on that line. It spreads through. It bleeds into the vicinity of the border.
It's a mix.
Yeah. So this place in general, like this place in specific, it's a place to get your teeth done. It has a name kind of like, you know, Hidden Leaf, right? It's like Molar City.
Los Dentiales.
Los Dentiales. Is it?
Cepillo Los Dentiales.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was in San Andreas or one of them games, you know, Grand Theft Auto 7, whatever. But just for you guys listening, this is going to be juicy for you. All right. I'm talking some real caveat things. So this city here has over, I want to say 300 practices of like individual dentists. Like, so it's known as Molar City. And I want to, it's 5-block radius, maybe 7 at the most. Okay. Just dentists on dentists. So when you walk in, it's like going to Vegas as far as dental work. Like people are there with pamphlets and flyers as soon as you cross the border, like, yo, where are you going? Where are you getting it done at? I could take care of you here. Oh, well, you're going there? All right. But, yeah, you checked your reviews. You went online. You checked what made you feel comfortable. And at the end of the day, all these dentists are, I would think, supplied by the same person. So you're really paying for your customer service.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying for the customer service.
Right.
Your clientele that left happy and you're like, I'm gonna take a chance with you or you. But as far as equipment, everything phenomenal, you know, they can take care of, get you taken care of. But I'll give you some quotes. So veneers in the US, somewhere quoted around, you know, 24K, roughly, let's say 18 and 24K. Veneers in Mexico right here in the city, 3K.
Cool.
You know, maybe let's round from like 2K to 4K, somewhere in there. But either way, huge difference. Great results. So a lot of people out there were from like Los Angeles, saw a cat from Seattle, a few like maybe there was some, I can't think. Anyways, just everywhere. Yeah. All I know is that, and there, you just go in, this town closes by 2 p.m., so it's only open from 8 a.m. when you start getting your appointments, and then the restaurants and stuff will be closed by like 4. You know, it's just a niche town. That's all it is. It's not Cabo. It's just a very safe town because all the dentists have like a unionship that pays for over policia and like military on. So no cartel stuff there. It's really like a top safe place in Mexico for sure.
Nice.
So yeah. So that being said, you know, how's your smile? Like,
it's doing good. Have you tried the flossers with
water?
No.
Oh.
The double string.
No, I never tried the double string. I definitely like the toothpick ones that you just...
Yeah. Like. So they're the toothpick ones, but they have the double string.
Uh-huh.
And what? They're about to get the biodegradable ones, too.
Okay.
So.
And then, so what does the double string just gets a little deeper in, or one string's tense and one's...
Something about the double up, like Nibby said, double up, triple up, something about it.
I can't help but think of the marketing for it, right? They were like, everyone has... the one string. How are we going to be different? And what does this second string do? I don't care what that second string does, as long as it brings in double the profits, boy. Feel me?
They are more expensive too, but what it does, I'm not okay. To your point, this is my hypothesis.
Mm-hmm.
The first string kind of loosens the particles in between your teeth.
Okay.
And the second string gets them out of your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So you might pass over it, but then the second string kind of gets it out.
Right. So it's almost like the Gillette of floss.
Right.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, the flossing is very important because I just went and got my dental checked on not too long ago. Those of you out there with health insurance, like, schedule that. I know it's hard to do. It's like, it seems like more work, but I'm sure if you have a good guardian around pushing you to take care of your body, schedule that. Don't let laziness be your demise. And if you don't have health insurance, or there's a way, there's a will. So schedule that as well. You know, let's synergize on that. But anyways, getting back to it, what were you saying? You were talking about the floss. Yeah, the floss is very important. When I was getting like my teeth cleaned, they always check, I feel like, something known as like the gum level or the health of it. So when they're going through each teeth, they go 3, 4, 2, yeah. 2, 5, 2, 3.
Well, I was getting fives.
That's lit.
No, that's bad.
Is it?
I think.
Oh, dang. Okay.
They were saying fives. I was
like, wait, should it be like one?
No, one's probably bad. Because one would be you got no teeth and all gums.
Oh, so maybe you want twos and threes?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
On a scale from 5, 3 would be the middle, so you'd probably...
Hey, we're going to have to double up on that, like, measurement. Yeah. But, because what if you're super healthy, but right now we're, like, downplaying you? But I'm right in the middle, so either way, I'm like, dang, I'm kind of fucked, like, whether it's healthy or not. I don't know.
I had to get a deep clean. Mm-hmm. They, like, stab your jaw and put all this silicone, something in your mouth. And it's so weird, but...
Hey, the dentist is crazy because it's like, I'm always half scared, like not really, but like kind of. But right. Then, and it's like, the part I hate the most is when they're put in the x-ray, x-ray thing. And they're in certain parts where you have to bite on the thing for it to come. It's like, yeah, it's awkward in your mouth, that plastic. It's almost like the part where you're not looking forward to the eye doctor air push.
I tell him, I'm like, hey, I've never had a cavity before. I don't need the x-ray. Like, I'm good.
And they go, sure?
They just call it good. I say, I just need a cleaning. I guess they said I got so much calcium in my saliva.
Wow, you're gifted.
I got calcium in my saliva. So my saliva, I guess, coats my teeth. But my teeth get a lot of plaque buildup.
Mm-hmm.
So that double string flosser like scrapes the plaque. It's nasty, but when you got a good dentist and they even explain it to you and they're passionate, my neighbor's a dentist too.
Oh, bet.
Yeah, she's cool. Okay. Maybe I'll shout out her practice. I'm going to shout out her practice in Local to Global.
Okay.
I don't know what it is, but it'll be in the comments. It'll be in the tags.
Yeah.
So I'm going to text her and find out what her shop is called.
Her Okay. Yeah. Let's help these good people.
Yes.
Let's help these people. These teeth are important.
Yes.
And just to show how important they are, here's a little jingle you can get your floss on to. Something light. You guys thought it. I'm definitely thinking it. And now we thinking it. Hey.
I haven't took out my wisdom, my wisdom teeth, because, you know, I want the wisdom. You feel me? Like, yeah. A lot of you guys lost it out there, and you gained it in different ways. And it appears.
You still have yours?
Yeah.
Me too.
But they're starting to do the thing where they're going to grow the wrong way and derail my train track of teeth. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's coming, but I'm just not looking forward to the. I'm just scared of the hard part, I guess. And I hope I'm, like, numb. And I don't know. Every time I think of a hole where my teeth should be, like, the thought of a hole, it makes my stomach cringe, like, if food was to get in there or anything or a crumb. So, just the thought.
I know this man didn't talk sideways on my name. He said the thought. I am your thought, boy. Go get that wisdom teeth taken out. Scared-ass looking boy. Got me fucked up. Your thoughts is strong. You got the game twisted. Sheesh. Put respect on my name.
People out here with wisdom teeth, like us that use those flossers, we got it tough, man. We got to. When you hit those back teeth, though, with that flosser, it's
yeah,
like,
it's a tight. It's tight.
It's a different kind of feeling.
It's like.
I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I floss. It feels so good that I make my gums bleed.
Yeah, that's when you're doing work. If your gums aren't bleeding.
I'll put it to you this way. If your gums don't have that bloodline, don't pull up to my VIP section. No, you cannot come in through the line. You hear me? Get in the cracks. Get in the crevices. Shit.
You know? Ain't really flossing, Loki. You need that red line going between your teeth.
I asked the dentist, too. I was like, hey, do I got, like, gingivitis or something? Like, I got something wrong with my teeth. Like, she's like, no, they just... You got so much calcium that there's a lot of plaque. So when your gums grow over it and you scrape off the plaque, she was going in too.
Yeah. Dang. The plaque.
Right.
The protection.
I kind of want a fish tank. Like.
But the thought of cleaning the fish tank is it? That's what kills it for me. But.
No, that's not the hard part. The. Decision of domesticating a fish. I mean, it's cool, but if I get a fish tank, I'm gonna get like a 50-gallon fish tank, something nice with lights.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Wow, you're gonna have the real cool decor in there and everything.
Yeah, my dad always had one growing up. He still has one now, and his is a 100-gallon tank.
Yeah.
And he's got fat fish in there.
Shit, if I had a 100-gallon fish tank, it'd be a fish university. My fishes be teaching each other and. Advancing their knowledge until they wouldn't have to live in the tank. You know, inspiring positivity. Something like this.
State your name.
Nemo?
Brother Bloat, proceed.
Nemo, newcomer of orange and white, you have been called forth to the summit of Mount Wanahakalugi to join with us in the fraternal bonds of tankhood.
We want you in our club, kid.
Really?
If you are able to swim through the ring of fire! Turn on the ring of fire. The ring of fire!
No.
You said you could do it. The ring of fire!
Isn't there another way? He's just a boy.
From this moment on, you will now be known as Sharkbait.
Sharkbait!
Welcome, brother Sharkbait!
Sharkbait!
Fat. They're probably 7-pound fish.
Wow.
Two of them.
Wow, dang. I'm just thinking, wow, that's a different level in life.
And the sucker fish? Okay, so when I was little, I went over to my cousin's house and he had a suckerfish and he said, yep, we've had it for like 10 years. And the suckerfish, I'm not kidding you, was like almost a foot long.
Okay.
So my dad's had his for like 4 years, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty big.
Wow.
And he's got like three of them all at the same
time.
Does
he feed it the little crumbs or does he feed it other fish or something?
Pellets and regular fish food. So he's got some fish that are bottom feeder or that
eat fish.
No, that they breed really quick and the big fish eat them. I think.
Okay. I'm
pretty sure.
That's greasy, huh?
Well, sometimes they overbreed, so you have to like give fish away.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when you have a 100-gallon tank. I just want 50. And I only want like two fish.
Okay. Exotic looking fin ones?
I just want two.
Like black fin, like yellow in it, just
the sucker fish to keep the tank clean, a little extra protection, and then just some cool fish that is shines at night or something, some glow in the dark fish.
Wow, that'd be lit.
Yeah.
Man, you might have inspired me. I never thought of getting fish, but it was just something about the way you described it that I want one now.
It's such a style.
Yeah.
Like when 2 Chainz posts on.
But then I'd have to get a turtle.
Ooh.
I don't know. But fish and turtle can't live in the same tank, right? Unless it was a big enough fish that the turtle couldn't eat. But would the fish try to go for the turtle? And wait, does a turtle need to land?
I think the turtle needs land.
Right.
It depends on what kind of turtle you buy, but I'm pretty sure the turtles that you do buy at Petco are land turtles.
Okay. Because I wonder if there's like a dual, like a earth kind of tank, you know, where the like there's land above the water that's deep for 50 gal, almost like,
ooh,
you know,
a ladder,
an ecosystem. It'd be crazy to take care of, but
no, I'm sure they have them. There's probably some kind of device.
Because if you could have a lizard, a turtle, and fishes live in the same kind of eco,
ooh,
you know, it would be cool to see. I don't know, but also again, I think about everything with preparation now. And then it doesn't seem as fun. When you have to break down your dreams, that's when you question your dreams. You feel me?
Uh-huh. Do you love that process or not?
You're like, my dream is to be a NASCAR driver. You got to do them workouts. You got to do the neck workouts for the turns. You know, changing gears and all that comes with it.
Yeah, to have a clean fish tank, you got to have the filter system running for 2 weeks. Before you put fish in there, that's just a tip right there.
Pro tip,
don't put fish in your fish tank, and you gotta have a fish tank running and operating for 2 weeks and it not get dirty, and then you can put fish in there.
Okay.
That's one of the easiest ways to know if your fish tank is gonna get dirty. There's all different kinds of environments. Mm-hmm. So where you put the fish tank, the water, the pH levels, how it balances, it's going to be different.
Word. Okay. You're taking it to an extreme here.
You already got a filter.
Okay.
You know, everyone's going to be, oh, I got the filter. I'm good. Nah, you got to test it. Make sure that the filter works. It's the right size filter. Filter's in the right spot.
Yeah.
The heater for the water's in the right spot to have the certain temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Pinnacle moment to bring it back to elementary, all right? You got to double check your work. You're doing your homework. You're doing them word problems. If Sally had a penny and Johnny had 2 quarters, look at it twice and then give your final answer. This applies to life, folks. And a lot of you learned that, and some of you, well, you're just turning 17 and still learning that. You dig?
That's pretty much about it.
Okay, and then how often are you cleaning a fish tank? Once a month?
Depends on the size.
Okay. 50 gallon.
Smaller fish tanks, I would say once a month is good. If you've gotten it perfected, no matter what size tank, probably a month you can go and not clean it.
Okay. But ideally, maybe once every 2 weeks or even more than that.
More than that. Wow. I would go a month.
Okay.
And if you're really good, you got the filter for the, if it's a smaller tank, you got the filter. So you just replace the filter inside of it or rinse it off.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's really good.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. All right. Man.
My
fish.
Bad.
No. You took us there. I mean, everyone's thinking it right now, Finding Nemo. Like, they haven't stopped thinking about it since we brought up fish, and I just acknowledged it for them. So, in the third wall, like, I broke the fourth wall, and I just told you what you were thinking about.
Yep. Shout out Dory, too. Love you, girl.
Dang, but she don't even know herself. Crazy.
Ouch.
Crazy. Nemo is so iconic. That was one of a movie where so many people could watch it over and over and again. And over. Dang, but I want to take us back. So on that note right there, when you talk about the process of the fish tank and the cleansiness and you know, just the simplicity of letting it run, the patience involved in that, to let it run for 2 weeks and not just go throw a fish in there to make sure it's done right. You'd be surprised how many would skip over that process. Is you just trust. Let me just get fish in this. What I look like when I get in 2 weeks? But you wait the 2 weeks, you see that it gets dirty, you make adjustments, or it's already good, and then the chances of success are much higher.
Yeah.
So a book that I have laying around in the crib is Atomic Habits.
Okay.
A lot of people may be familiar with that. I put it on. It was on the You Heard page as far as like $50 to invest in your reading, and that's one of the high recommendations.
Okay.
Nice. So with that, one thing I'll note from the chapter was the decision-making. I had this diagram of decision-making, and it goes, when you start your day with a bad decision, you know, the trend goes down, like it's higher, like it's more likely, you know, you're going to make more bad decisions. So once you start on a good decision, the probability of you making another good decision is higher than going to a bad decision. And then the gram keeps going, whether a bad decision comes later in the day. But seeing that visual was like, oh, okay. Now then it talks about habit stacking. Mm-hmm. So I'll tell you that. So imagine starting your day with a good decision, starting with like a small good decision. For example, oh, I woke up, I'm going to do my 5-minute meditation. That's already one good decision. What will that lead you into? You know, I'm going to go brush my teeth. All right. And then now with a habit stack is a thing you do all the time. You stack a habit connected to it. So you always brush your teeth. It's not like maybe a chore for you. You're, I'm got to brush my teeth. I don't want someone to think my brush stinks when I walk out. So it's not like, I'm going to try to, it's a habit you always do.
Right.
So then you stack, whenever I brush my teeth, I do 10 push-ups. Because you know you're always going to brush your teeth. So then you stack this healthy habit on top. But you do it in different ways. Or maybe I'll do squats while I brush my teeth. I'll do 10 squats every time I brush my teeth. Like, but you stack a habit, and then from there. So, I mean, that was just a small, like, chapter insert right there. But it's just the ideas of reading something that has you thinking of ways you can execute, you know, positive measures or that almost seem unimaginable at times with your lifestyle, whether that may be, you know, you work 8 hours or more, 12 hours. So and then you find a way to incorporate these healthy habits through just, you know, different reading. So,
hey.
Lead them.
I'm gonna pick that up from you once you finish it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yes, how about yourself? Anything you've been reading lately?
I'm still working on the same book I've been working on, Between the World and Me.
Okay.
It's a good book. Shouted out in previous episodes. Still working on that one, but man, once I find that joy you're talking about of feeling the left side getting heavier than the right side.
Yeah.
I got to get back to that because that's the best feeling right there.
Oh, man. That's when you start taking the book with you places you never took it before.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Once I get back to that, I'm gonna be like, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I feel like it's going to come. It's going to come because I can feel myself.
It's almost like a runner's high.
Right.
But a book's high.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yo. So speaking of something, I think this would be interesting for you guys.
What you doing?
Cold calls head to the DMs. So I read this. I always tap in with the Morning Brew. So shout out to them. I'll leave a link for you to tap in. It goes to your email. And it's just called the Morning Brew. And as a person that doesn't intake coffee, I typically do like chai tea.
Nice. Cool.
It gives me that sense of coffee accomplishment, like I'm one of y'all, you know. Maybe you like your coffee black or one cup sugar, or you know, a cup of the cool stuff, that the creamer. If I was a coffee person, I definitely do creamer. But Yeah, it's like I get my intellectual coffee. So it's called the Morning Brew. And anyways, they just keep me with things, you know, not too aggressive. So anyway, banking. So it looks like we're in an era now where, let's see, Merrill executives said that fewer than 2% of people even answer a cold call. So companies aren't cold calling, right? So what they're doing is like banks and other things, they're gonna 3K in trainees to use internal referrals or LinkedIn DMs to attract potential clients. So it's no surprise if you have a LinkedIn, you're starting to get messages from someone that almost seems personal, but it's like, oh, you know, check out our whatever it may be, real estate or something. But yeah, so we're in an era where since we have caller ID, we're not answering these cold calls. I mean, we're saving right. them. We're saving them in our phone. Like, don't answer scam likely. Feel me?
I always answer.
And then you find, are you still polite when you hang up? Because I still try to be polite when I hang up. Like, I always do the, I have a few plays that I run, but I do the, oh, yeah, let me get them. And then I do the fake busy and click in the midst of, like, making noise. Like, so I try to do the organic, like, it somehow clicked. And then when they call back, I just don't answer.
I do the, I just listen and don't say anything and see what they're trying to sell me. And then I learn or remember what the intro sounds like or whatever they're going to scam me with.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know what it's going to be in the future. And I still listen to it every single time. It's weird, but it's like, all right, at what point do I feel like, oh, I'm going to hang up? Like, am I in a situation where it's like,
you're being polite.
Glad someone called me. Like, I can step away from a... Mm-hmm. in-person situation, but normally I'm just at work and they call me and I'm like, oh.
So you just leave it on speaker and do something? Yeah, you mute yourself.
I listen for less than 30 seconds and either they hang up first or I get tired and I've heard it before and I hang up.
Okay.
You and then I block the call, but they always call back with a different number.
Yeah, they're probably using some kind of internet caller, like Google number or, you know.
I think
infinite blocks.
When I block people, I feel like that gives them a reason to know, hey, this person is a real person. He blocked me, so I'm just gonna do a different number, but I still got his number.
Yeah.
Like, I've registered my phone number on the do not call registry, like all that.
Yeah.
Still getting calls. This is Sally from GQ. Like, all this kind of stuff.
Hey. See, maybe the do not call registry is a setup. They buy that list.
You see?
Because you're all real people.
Don't say that.
Allegedly, though. Allegedly. Yeah, allegedly.
That's crazy.
Man, so yeah, we're in that era now where, you know, we're getting DM'd from Facebook, you know. I had an auntie DMing me about... I don't know. It was just so generic, but it felt personal because I knew her. And then I realized she would never talk to me like this. Like, she wasn't so in depth about how I can get like 50 bands from some government loan grant. And I was like, oh, okay, auntie, good for you. Like, but why are you telling me actually, you know? And then I realized, like, I told my mom, like, oh yeah, you know, auntie wanted this and that. And she told me how to get it. And she's like, huh? And I was like, yeah, huh? You know, like, she told me how to get 50 bands. So, yeah.
Hey, it was just her experience, maybe.
No, but it wasn't. It was a spam, or they used her name or something. And, like, and they're, like, talking to me. Like, using her profile somehow. I think it's kind of like phishing or something like that, you know?
Whoa.
Because they're talking...
I would hate for that to happen to somebody.
Yeah. Internet bullying ain't no joke. Internet robbed.
Knock it off. I mean, hey, that's what Bitcoin is. Shoot, that's why it's so high. People are like, hey, I'm going to... The pipeline... I'm not a political speaker. I don't speak on politics, but I read the Wall Street Journal every morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is the reading I do every day, is the Wall Street Journal.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel the $4 a month I pay is worth it.
Yeah, as long as you read it 4 days, you told yourself, out of the month, like a dollar a day. But then if you divide four by 30 days, you're essentially paying nothing for it, right?
Pretty much.
right? $4 divided by 30 days. Mm-hmm. Sheesh.
It posts the latest news. Like it's
keeps you informed.
It's the newspaper that
digitally
in older before our generation would get the newspaper, the daily newspaper that they would get every single day.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that anymore. So they just put it on Wall Street Journal. So I'm like, yep, okay, cool.
Hey.
But you got to dive into it sometimes. You know, you got to look at everything. If you get the notifications and you can see which new article comes up and is this interesting or not, you know?
Yeah, yeah, interesting.
It's all about the title, too. The title sometimes just grabs you.
Headlines.
Yeah.
Mm. The headline game. It'd be cool to interview a headline creator, you know, because just the pressure every day of coming up with the right words.
Mm.
I feel that pressure when I leave episodes sometimes. It's like, do the words, are they?
Yeah, I'm better at paragraphs.
Yeah.
I could get 3-4 sentences.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, damn, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Well, all right. I think it's time for us to slide into our local.
Local to global. Here we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with that being said, I believe you were going to shout out your neighbor first, and then we had also.
Yeah, so my neighbor, I'm going to have to text her on this one.
All right.
I'm a text her right now, actually, for you. And then we're going to tag her in the comments. No. But my local to global that we do know is Young Scholar.
Yes, sir.
You know who he goes by. D-Money, Young Scholar, Corvette, Dion.
Corvette.
You know.
Scooter. Scoot.
D-Money. With Hatton.
Scooter on him.
You know. He's doing his thing. He got the Bermuda group popping off.
Yeah, I've been in that Bermuda group. Bermuda. Yeah.
Bermuda, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. We, definitely a great group to just get into the intro and get into the niche all at the same time.
Yeah.
And definitely imploring, self-business starters and side money, side hustles. May that be Depop. May that be DoorDash. May that be Turo. Like, how you getting your money? We're trying to show you how to get it.
Your side hustles, your things that you do on the side.
And this
is, you know what I'm saying? Don't quit your main job to do your side hustle unless you fully committed.
Yeah.
If you fully committed and you love the process, that's what you, if you're in love with the process, then yes.
Dissect your dream.
Make sure that you wake up and you make that good decision to do what you love.
Mm-hmm. And then follow it.
Yes, sir. That's my words of positivity. And my local to global.
Sheesh. He dropped it on him. All right. So on my local to global, I'm going to bring it back to my man, Will Vintage. 100% original rare rap records and exclusive music productions for albums. Warning. These posts contain high level of nostalgia. All right.
What's up, Will?
Yeah, big Will. So yeah, that's my OG. Check him out. He's on the ones and twos. Record game strong.
Hey.
And he got beats, definitely some specialized in West Coast beats. So tap into that.
Groovy.
And on the groove, you know I got to bring it to the Depop of the week. By the way, did you end up getting yours serenading yet? Or?
You know, I've been battling this thing with my Depop where, okay, so I got a bunch of Nike t-shirts that I want to put up that I don't wear. I probably got... I'm at least 20.
Okay.
Say between 20 and 40, because there's probably some more that I just don't have in my drawer.
Okay.
So at least like 20 to 40 Nikes. I'm thinking about putting like a 5 for $5, you know, a 5 for $25, trying to figure out what it is to get started and have those first, you know, two things just jumping, you know, get that background right and have a variety pack of just Nike tees collective. Because don't get me wrong, I'm going to still wear my Nike tees.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I only wear the new ones. I don't wear the old ones no more.
Yeah, the old ones are...
They're good old ones, good ones. But when I get a new one, I'm like, I've been rocking this old one. Probably got a picture of me in it somewhere. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So let me step it up a little bit.
All right, so...
Get a little side hustle going.
Yeah, so on this Depop of the week, I'm going to go with the unfashionable, all right? Hand-picked pieces drifted in sustainable fashion. DM any questions or offers. So right away, what I like about this one, the name off top, the unfashionable, you hear me? Yeah, we got the Betty Boob right off the top, healthy pieces. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Vintage to the T, tags to prove it. This page, what I like, again, it has a class to it. It's pretty simple as far as like white wall, not, you know, no, just the model is the art, you know, and no face, faceless model. So again, that leaves room for the imagination. I see that. It doesn't take away from, like, you know, I guess a bias. You know, sometimes it's just beautiful people in the clothes, and you're like, man.
Yes, sir.
And then you try to compare yourself. So without the face, I think it's a strength for many. So with that, tap in. We got the Depop going. Mine is Let That Boy Live. So you can check the inventory. I'm trying to get rid of it. All right. Tap in where you heard 10% discount. Tap in and say you listen to the pod when you're making the order, and I will toss that on there. Hey. Due diligence. What's something positive you want to leave the people with on the big week that they have ahead of them?
All right, listen, we just got done with Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we all had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget to grind in the summer. It's getting hot. We got some big things coming up on Your Herd Radio. So, if you tuning in and you listen this long, give us a comment. Tell us what you think. Ask us a question.
Yes, sir. Risky.
Just say a little something. You know what I mean? It's going to be on the story. You know what I mean? Swipe up.
Yeah.
Give you a little comments, you know.
Well spoken.
This is Raw Uncut Treats and Beats.
Let's go.
Produced by your boy Soon.
Soon.
So my positivity is thank you. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
For the listen.
We do appreciate that.
And you have a great day. That's my positivity. Have a great day.
It's simple yet complex, okay?
Hey.
So on that, I want to leave you with pay attention to your dog owners. You got one. Sheesh. They're doing their thing. Remember to run around with them. It's not only just letting them go to the dog park and run dog to dog. Keep that relationship with your dog. You know, the small gestures of running, maybe even being that one person running around in the dog park while the others stand at their post and proceed to pretend ignore you and be slightly jealous of you running around with your dog.
You gotta do it at least.
Side note, the way these owners be standing at the dog parks all far apart, staring at their phone, is equivalent to athletes at a college party, leaning on the wall, staring at their phone. They ain't excited. They only excited out on their field and shit.
Once.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to remember, you know, some of us are adult dog owners and we think of our childhood dogs and our family and whatnot. Some of them are first timers. But that's my thing. Don't sleep on your dog, you know. Unfortunately, they don't go to 30 years of life, so you got to appreciate every living moment. And some of you out there felt that, you know, I've lost a dog, you know, so I feel your pain.
Yep. Or a cat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Cat. RIP Pretzel.
Yeah, and just know after a right amount of time, you can love again.
Yes, sir.
You can. So to loving again. And with that, we're going to slide out to the brother from Virginia that I got put on by my man Antoine. Young Fidexico. So, soon.
Yeah, fanny pack, man. Hey, I'm the hottest in my city. I'm the hottest in my city. Be like, whoa.
Let that boy live.
Be like, whoa. I pull him on out of whip. You know what's going on. Shot it playing step daddy for keys that he don't own. Like the way in DMV. Know my money long. You can that bitch skinny bitch. We always train to go. Make these niggas feel it. Put a new vert on the road. I ain't got no ceiling and no feeling for a hoe. Pull up to the party, get it crickin' like my phone. Walking with a bitty bitch, I'm proud of on my toe. Ooh. I'm the hottest in the city. I'm the hottest in my city. Be like, whoa, be like, I'm the hottest in my city. I'm the hottest in the city. Be like, whoa, y'all. How you stop? Yo, dick in your beach, my, that shit look gross. That shit look gross. I drip like a D-boy, and my vert look like some blow. Like some call I do it, get fly and put comma near the O's. Ay, like you don't know. Ay, like you don't know. Ay, I'm the hottest in my city. I'm the hottest in the city. Be like, whoa. Ay, I'm the hottest in the city. I'm the hottest in the city. Be like, whoa. I'm the hottest in the city. I'm the hottest in the city. Be like, whoa, yeah. Hopped out the wheel, the whole thought it was football season. I hit thigh pads on me. Broke head nigga. For y'all need to talk about.